We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Friday, May 1st, 2026. Do you love music and having fun? WPGU will be hosting its first ever Battle of the Bands tomorrow on the South Quad from 2 to 5 p.m. The free event will feature local artists Shrenik Balji, Brain Sex, Hollow, The Critters, Stitch Rug, and The Crown Victoria. Two audience members will win free tickets to Lyrical Lemonade's Summer Smash Festival, which usually costs $175. You don't have to RSVP, but if you want to ensure a spot in the audience, visit bit.ly/WPGU battle. Be there or be square. Tomorrow, local comic stores and public libraries are celebrating Free Comic Book Day. The event features a total of 24 comic book titles across diverse publishers, available to pick up without charge. WPGU News correspondent Philip Abazawayan spoke with Dark Tower Comics co-owner Robert Lewis about his memory of participating in the past Free Comic Book Days as a reader.
Friends and I would sometimes, you know, pick out, hey, let's go to, let's see if we can hit, you know, five or six stores in a day and just go around and kind of see what everybody's doing and then, you know, kind of do a comic book store crawl, I guess. And yeah, like that's always great.
Lewis also spoke about the part of the experience he appreciates in his current role as a retailer.
Bringing a broader coalition of people, you know, on board to check it out and join the community is always a good thing.
Free Comic Book Day will be free to participate at comic retailers like Dark Tower Comics, as well as the Champaign Public and Urbana Free Libraries. In addition to free comics, the Champaign Public Library will also host a presentation by local comic book artists and University of Illinois School of Art and Design professor Stacy Robinson from 1 to 3 p.m. Now here's your look at the weather this weekend in Champaign-Urbana, straight from the National Weather Service. After a warm and active week, things are turning quieter and noticeably cooler heading into the weekend. Today, expect mostly sunny skies with a high around 56 degrees. A steady northwest wind around 10 miles per hour will keep things feeling a bit crisp. Tonight, temperatures drop quickly. We're now looking at a low near 37 degrees with areas of frost possible after 4 a.m. with skies staying partly cloudy and winds ease overnight. Tomorrow starts off cold again with some early morning frost before 7 a.m. Otherwise, expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 55 degrees. Winds should stay light, shifting out of the north. Tomorrow night stays clear and chilly with a low around 38 degrees. By Sunday, we finally start to warm things up a bit. Expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 66 degrees. It will be a bit breezy, though, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunday night brings our next chance for rain, with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low around 52 degrees. We're in for a pretty uneventful weekend compared to what we've been seeing, and at times, you might need to get that winter coat back out. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. An update for national news. Yesterday, the Supreme Court struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana, turning over a landmark civil rights era law that has increased minority representation across Congress. This decision allows for the possibility of redistribution across the country that could aid Republican efforts to control the House. In a 6-3 ruling, the court's conservative majority found that the Louisiana district relied too heavily on race. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, quote, "This map is an unconstitutional gerrymander. The effect of this ruling will be felt more strongly in 2028, as most filings for this year's congressional races have already passed. To comply with the decision, Louisiana may have to change its redistricting plans." Now turning to Europe. Since April, oil prices have been soaring in Europe at a concerning rate for both consumers and policymakers at the European Central Bank. In March, annual inflation in the Eurozone, the 21 countries that use the shared euro currency, rose from 2.6% to 3%, fueled by a 10.9% increase in energy prices, as reported by the European Union statistical agency Eurostat Thursday. The surge in oil prices has quickly been reflected at gas stations and in the price of jet fuel, causing a shock to the the global economy. This combination of high inflation and slow growth threatens to become a problem for the EBC, whose policymakers left the interest rate unchanged, even though inflation is above the bank's target of 2%. For the time being, the EBC and other central banks are frozen in place, holding off on both rate cuts and rate rises. Finally, in Latin America, in Caracas, Venezuela, the first commercial flight between the United States and Venezuela in 7 years is scheduled to land on Thursday in the Venezuelan capital. According to AP News, the resumption of a commercial flight between the two countries comes in the wake of the U.S. capture of Nicolas Maduro in a stunning nighttime raid on his residence in Caracas, Venezuela's capital, in early January. Since the cut of diplomatic ties between the United States and Venezuela in 2019, passengers have relied on indirect routes and international airlines through the neighboring countries. The flight departed from Miami at 10:11 a.m. local time and arrived in the Venezuelan capital 3 hours later, returning to Florida later that same afternoon. Lastly, as the winter market comes to an end, Urbana's Market at the Square main season starts tomorrow. The farmer's market takes place at the Lincoln Square Mall parking lot every Saturday until October from 7 a.m. until noon. It will stay open in all weather conditions. With over 150 vendors, people can expect fresh produce, meat, baked goods, art, and more. This is a producer-only market, meaning all items must be produced by the vendor. Payment for the market includes cash, credit, debit cards, and link cards. For more information on the Urbana Farmers Market or to apply to become a vendor, visit urbanamarket.com. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Tristan Starzek, Philip Abazawayan, Madison Magnus, Olivia Rebellion, and Taylor Casey. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.